We're talking basketball with Harrison Barnes, first-round draft choice of the Golden State Warriors and also second-round draft choice for the Warriors, Draymond Green. They're in the studio with us. I want to ask you both, and Draymond, I'll start with you. You watched basketball, obviously NBA basketball. I'm wondering what the difference is between what you saw on TV or if you watched in person, the perception of it, and what you found actually being out on the court and playing the game.
The speed. You know, when you're watching the game on TV, you know, and I noticed it kind of when I started going to some Detroit Pistons game on a regular, you know, you see guys on TV, they don't look like they're moving that fast. Then you actually go to the game and you sit there and watch. It's like, okay, they're moving a lot faster. Then, you know, we went through this segment where, you know, this part where we play summer league and it's like, oh, you know, the game haven't changed that much. And then you get in preseason, like, okay, it's picked up a little bit more. Then you actually get in the real game, and it's like, whoa, you know, the speed really changes. And you know, I think that's one of the things you can't see on TV. It just looks like guys are really just trotting up and down the court. You get in that game, and it's moving at a real fast pace. And, you know, especially coming from college, you know, with a 35-second shot clock, you can get pressured for 8 seconds, get the ball across the court. You still got 27 more seconds. You know, walk around for 7 seconds, get into play at about 20 seconds, and you know you still got a lot of time left to execute your play. But you get the ball over at about 18 seconds, you better be getting something going real quick. And you know, one thing I also realize is, in this league, you probably want to take the first open shot because that's probably going to be the best one, as opposed to not taking that first one and passing it up or trying to make something else. It's going to shut down pretty quickly.
Harrison, what'd you find?
Just that what you see is not always how it really happens. I remember I used to see guys trying to attack the basket, for example, on Dwight Howard. I used to wonder, man, why can't guys just go around him? I mean, it looks like it takes him so long to get off the ground. Then we played them at their place. I remember I came off a screen, and I saw Dwight there, and I said, I'm just going to lay it right past him. And it was the equivalent of me jumping into that wall right there. So I think just what you see from a fan's perspective is completely different from what actually goes on in the court.
You guys both went up against the Miami Heat, the defending champions of the NBA. You beat them on their court. And I'm just wondering, when you've played against the best, I mean, those three guys down there, and particularly LeBron, tell me a little bit about what you came away with and what you see the great players do on a consistent basis, game in and game out.
First, LeBron's one of the best players in the NBA. So I think the biggest thing I noticed about him was just how much attention our defense was focused towards around him. I mean, he's not a guy necessarily that you just only have to worry about his scoring. I mean, he's a guy who can, you know, he can make plays for his teammates. He's a guy that, you know, can get offensive rebounds, can, you know, create extra opportunities for his team. And then, obviously, I mean, the guy can get out in transition. So I would say the thing about, you know, him is just how much attention he really commands.
Is that the consistent thing of all the great players, no matter what team they happen to be on, that they all get a lot of attention?
No question. I mean, whether it's, you know, LeBron, Kevin Durant, you know, Kobe, you know, whoever it is, I mean, these guys, I mean, you just have to just, you know, have multiple eyes on them, because not only can they score, you know, at will, but they can also, you know, get their teammates going. They can, you know, cause a double team, you know, kick out for open shot, and, you know, that can kill you.
Draymond, what do you see about the great players? What do they do consistently?
Oh, you know, like Harrison said, you know, of course, you know, I think one thing that I learned in college is, you know, okay, it's easy to get off when you're a sophomore, you know, in my role. You know, it's easy to get off when you're a sophomore, a little more as a junior. But when that defense is really focused on you, you know, it's a lot harder to do. And, you know, you got defenses focused on those guys of top-level talent as well. You know, it's just not where, you know, you may be in college and you're playing against, you know, sisters of the poor. You know, you got guys who, you know, you got LeBron James in the defense with Kobe Bryant, Dwight Howard, Ron Artest is all focused on him. You know, and so you get to putting those athletes in those positions and, you know, guys with unbelievable strength. And for those guys to be able to do it consistently night in and night out, you know, that's why you end up with the name, or you end up in an argument for the greatest player in the world, or, you know, guys start talking about the greatest player ever, because it's the things that they do. You know, a lot of people in this league can go out and get you 30 on a given night. But to go out and do it every single night, you're going to get 30 and 8 assists and 7 rebounds. To do that on a consistent basis, I'm not sure how he get it done. But when you're playing against him, you can definitely see why he he gets it done.
You both were stars in college, and the one thing I have heard from some people is that one of the mistakes that young players make when they come into the professional league, and particularly in basketball, is they tend to forget they've got to reprove themselves all over again. I mean, you may have been a star at North Carolina or at Michigan State, but, hey, guys, you're a rookie when you come into our team and into this league. Is that something that both of you realized coming in, and do you think that young players realize that enough so that they can grow and become successful?
I mean, you know, that was definitely something. It wasn't something that I had to realize, though. It was something that I already knew coming in. And, you know, I think what I went through my freshman year in college really helped me out with that as well. You know, coming out of high school, number one player in the state, all these things going for yourself, going to the in-state school, thinking, oh, you know, I got this. And then walking on campus and guys shutting that down real quick. Didn't want to have that same experience again. So, you know, you just come in with the head of, hey, you know, I know there's, you know, you got a Steph Curry, a David Lee, a Jared Jack, Carl Landry, Andrew Bogut, all these guys who've been doing this in this league for years. You know, I got to come in and prove my worth and show these guys why I'm able to help them. At the same time, being a good teammate as well. You know, I think that's one of the most important things, too. I think this league can probably be real miserable if you're not a good teammate and guys don't like you and guys don't get along. So I think that was one of the most important things as well. You know, coming out and competing every day and showing my worth, but also being a good teammate while doing that.
Harrison, how did you approach the step up?
Well, I think the biggest thing I tried to realize was, you know, coming in with kind of some high expectations, just where I was drafted, is you realize that there was a starting point guard last year on that team. There was a starting, you know, small forward. There was a starting, you know, center. Whoever that was, there was always someone before you. And, I mean, they were doing it well. I mean, you know, we all, you know, come from college. You know, everyone's feeling good. Everyone, you know, average, you know, 15 to 20 points. But you know, you're playing on a team with, you know, some guys, you know, Steph, you know, a guy that averaged, you know, 25, 30 in college. You know, got David Lee, guys that did it big in, you know, college that are now in the NBA. You know, now they're doing it big here. So, you know, you kind of have to just, you know, realize, you know, you're not going to walk into a team and be the man, you know, unless, you know, I mean, you're that type of player. You know, you realize you're going to have to take, you know, you're going to take your lumps and you have to just learn as a rookie through this league and just continue to grow.
Is it a challenge for a young player to come to a team, be a rookie, and not really know when to take control of maybe being out on the court or showing deference to the veteran players? I would think that that would be somewhat of a challenge since you're the new guy on the block almost in a sense.
I think all that stuff kind of happens early on. Kind of the uncertainty, not knowing, you know, whether to shoot or not, you know, not knowing what coach feels about that or the vets. But I feel like now we're at a point in the season where, you know, coach has trust, you know, in all his players. I mean, that's, you know, one of the biggest things I like about Coach Jackson is, you know, he believes in his guys. And, you know, our vets, you know, they're cool. They're understanding. They know, you know what I'm saying? They give us freedom. You know, they're not, you know, hawking for the ball or anything like that. You know, guys like, you know, David Lee, guys that can put up, you know, huge numbers, you know, he'll let you, you know, shoot, you know, two or three times, you know, because he's an unselfish player. So, you know, I think you kind of learn that early on.
Yeah, it is a challenge, isn't it, Draymond, because you want to establish yourself, but you also want to show the right respect for the veteran player.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you got to show respect. You know, those guys have earned the respect that you show as well. So, you know, it's a challenge. Like you said, playing for a coach who, you know, not going to complain about shots. You know, I'm shooting 30%. So, you know, and for me, every time I miss a shot, this guy keep telling me to shoot the ball. You know, and I think, you know, having a veteran like, you know, like you said, a David Lee, you know, Steph Curry keep coming to me and telling me, hey, remember what I told you? First 3 months of my career, I shot 30%. You know, so it's going to come along, and, you know, I keep putting the work in. He just keep telling me, just keep putting your work in, your shot's going to fall. So, you know, being surrounded by coaches like that, vets like that, it really helps out a lot. You know, so you're not second-guessing when you're shooting. You know, if you're going to shoot the ball, shoot it. And that's what they always tell us. You know, don't second-guess it. Just shoot the ball. You know, when we know when it's time for David Lee, we need to get a bucket. We know when he need to have the ball. We know when Steph Curry need to have the ball. When it's a crunch time, we want those guys to have the ball in their hand. We want those guys taking the shots in those times. So just make sure when the shot's there and for you to take it. But you got to also know your role and, you know, when that time is for you to take a time and situation.
I remember talking to Grant Hill, and I asked him, I said, what do you think people see when they look at a professional basketball player? And he says, well, they look at the car I drive. They look at the jewelry I'm wearing. They probably know what my salary is, but they don't understand the hard work that it took to be able to get here. And I thought that was an insightful comment. Both of you all, until this year, did not have the income that you're now getting. And it can be kind of mind-blowing to people. And I know you have said, Draymond, I've been pretty broke my entire life. I'm not going to live that same life, but I'm not going to keep, he says, but I'm going to keep those same principles. And let me put it this way, talking about where you were going to live. You live over in Emeryville. You said, let me put it this way, if Steph Curry is staying somewhere, I can't afford it. I could live in San Francisco, but I'd be broke when it's all said and done. Tell me a little bit about how the professional aspect, the pay that you're now making, how you all are assimilating that into your lives. Draymond?
I mean, one thing I think the most important thing is having a budget, and living by that budget, not putting a budget in place, because at the end of the day, you can have a financial advisor, you can have this, you can have that. At the end of the day, it's your say-so because you're the one working for the money. But, just living within your means, I think you can get in the locker room with a David Lee and see him go, have a certain car. You can't get that car yet. So, it's just basically living within your means and knowing that, I can work hard and get to that point. But right now, this is where I'm at. I've never had this much money before. So let me figure out what I need to do in order to make that money grow, in order to save that money, what I need to do right, the things that I need to get done, and just put it all in perspective. You're going to make mistakes because, like I said, you've never dealt with that much money before. Just make sure your mistakes that you do make is something that you can quickly bounce back for and not something that completely takes you out.
Harrison?
I mean, I echo all the things that Draymond says. I always try to just stay with the rookies. Usually if you stay with the rookies, you kind of hang with people who, you kind of each got the same amount of change in your pocket, You staying on that path. I mean, if you try to go, like he said, keeping up with, guys who've, been in this league longer, I mean, they may have more expensive things, but they've also accumulated more money. So to them, going out and purchasing something that, may seem like a lot to you really isn't that much to them. So you just got to live within your means, not try to stray away and not try to keep up with, veteran guys who've made a lot of money in this league.
We only have 2 minutes left, but I would think also one of the challenges, and I remember talking to Sugar Ray Leonard, the boxing champion. I said, how hard was it for you, Ray, once you became successful? He said, we had a lot of people that would come out and say, hey, bro, have you forgotten where you came from and always want something? Is it hard to isolate yourself from the demands and expectations of others, Harrison?
To me, it's all about just remembering where you came from, but also remembering those who helped you. I mean, if, once you get to this level, I mean, there's obviously a lot of people who want your attention and, want to try to get at you, but, if they weren't there early on, I mean, it's kind of hard to feel obligated to, give to them now. So I always try to do a good job of just trying to remember where I came from, always try to give back to that, but, realize, there are certain limitations.
Draymond?
Oh, like Harrison said, remember where you came from is huge, and giving back what you can give back, and one thing that I realized is you're not obligated to give anything. You give, when you give stuff, you give it from your heart. And so you always want to do something for, what you feel has helped make you and put you in this position. However, sometimes it can get skewed. Some people may see, oh, he signed this deal, and that pop up in the newspaper and they think, oh, he got that much money in the bank, exactly what pop up. Don't take taxes into account. Don't take that you get that money over a period of time. None of that. They just think. So, you just have to keep into account of, I'm going to help who I want to help, and I'm going to help when I'm able to help. And you can't really feel pressured to do anything because, nobody know your situation better than you. You know how much money you got in the bank. You know if you can be at this appearance, if you can go talk at this camp. You know all your things that you can do and when you can do them. You just can't be pressured to do something that's going to hurt you or pressured to say you can do something and you really can't do it.
In about 10 seconds, how do you keep this game a game?
Just keep having fun. That's the most important thing. Have fun with it because it's what you love to do. It's you've done it your entire life.
Harrison?
Do what got you here.
And it's just that simple?
Just that simple.
I want to thank you both because I've been looking forward to having you in. I've heard an awful lot about you. I've seen you play basketball, and I knew you were talented there, but I'd also heard a lot about you as people. And I think what you've done is a lot of people are going to come away very impressed with what they've heard tonight. Thank you very, very much for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
Again, Harrison Barnes, forward for the Golden State Warriors. He was taken by Golden State in that first round. Just an outstanding player. He played at North Carolina for Roy Williams. And also Draymond Green with us, forward for the Warriors as well. He played for Tom Izzo at Michigan State. We continue with more of you and America's Sports Talk Show.